Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Deputy Police Commissioner Tania Kura says New Zealand needs an open discussion about facial recognition. 25 New World and Pack and Save stores across the North Island are trialling facial recognition technology as a way to combat repeat abuse of staff and shoplifting. Overseas studies indicate the technology is more likely to generate false matches with non-white people, and the Privacy Commission says it will look into the privacy issues involved. Tania Kura, who is responsible for day-to-day policing and operations throughout New Zealand, says the police are struggling with facial recognition issues.
I can see the benefits and the efficiencies that can come and the reassurance that it can provide some parts, but I'd also, how do we balance that with individual rights and freedoms to be able to do things? So it's an interesting dilemma for us, and I think New Zealand probably needs to have that discussion quite openly as well, because not everybody sees it the same.
Tania Kura says the police are also looking at issues raised around the use of body cameras. Former Te Rārawa Chair Hāmi Piripi says the Three Waters reform is a wasted opportunity for Māori and all New Zealanders. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown has promised to repeal existing legislation by February 23rd, and over the next year he will put out two bills setting out alternative ways to fund and manage water infrastructure. Mr. Piripi says putting back the future of Aotearoa's water supplies back in the hands of local councils and excluding Māori from any co-governance role takes the country in the wrong direction.
We need to take a collaborative approach that's not based on historic chance, which really has resulted in privilege for a few who have got water rights that others don't have, and it's a whole jigsaw puzzle of water rights around the country. So we're going to go back to that.
Hāmi Piripi expects councils which have been compensated for the establishment of regional water entities may be asked to pay the money back. New Green MP Darlene Tanner paid tribute to the mahi of conservationist and environmentalist in her maiden speech in Parliament yesterday. Before entering Parliament, Ms. Tanner worked on restoration of the Tai Ao in and around Waiheke Island in the Hauraki Gulf. She says her experience living in Denmark for almost two decades showed her the need to balance economic prosperity and the environment.
I get the need for economic growth and prosperity, but my wero is simply that we do this in ways that regenerate rather than detract from the Māori, that we mana ki our hononga ki te taia.
Two other Green List MPs based in Tāmaki Makaurau, Fa'anana Efeso Collins and Steve Abel, will give their maiden speeches tonight. Kua atire anō mate ariki tēnei, and that was your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou! We'll be right back.